A Travis County lawmaker says dogs and cats are still being euthanized by carbon monoxide poisoning. I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News. Here to check that claim is Gardner Selby of the Austin American Statesman's PolitiFact Texas Reporting Project. Welcome.
Hello. Now, of course, you're familiar with so-called pet issues.
Some.
The one we've unleashed today comes from State Senator, thank you, Kirk Watson of Austin, who wants to ban the use of carbon monoxide to euthanize dogs and cats in Texas animal shelter. He's got a proposal that's working its way through the legislature.
So it was Senator Watson who made this claim. How many shelters is he talking about?
When he made the claim, he said there are 29 shelters in Texas that are still using carbon monoxide to euthanize dogs and cats.
And he's proposing that there's a better way to euthanize dogs and cats when it's necessary?
Yes, and that would be the injection of sodium pentobarbital, which is described by proponents as more humane and less costly.
But how did Watson know about these shelters that are supposedly using carbon monoxide?
He told us, or his office told us, that he relied on a group called the Texas Humane Legislative Network. It lobbies on behalf of animal welfare. When we contacted the group, they sent us a list. They said they based on contacting 1,200 Texas cities and asking about the use of carbon monoxide in their shelters. Upshot? 29 cities on the list, including Eagle Pass, Kingsville, and Odessa.
So 1,200 on the list. Did you verify that entire list?
Yes, we spent 6 months on... No. We spot checked. And we checked the bigger cities, the ones I just named, Eagle Pass, Kingsville, and Odessa, and confirmed that indeed they do use carbon monoxide in those city shelters.
But something's waiting behind the scenes. What's the twist?
The twist is that while an Eagle Pass official told us, yep, we use carbon monoxide, we also happened to talk to an employee of the surrounding county, Maverick County. This official said they stopped taking their animals to the Eagle Pass shelter about a year ago. And so I said, well, what are you doing? And they said, well, we're using a rifle if euthanasia is necessary.
Goodness, is that legal?
My sense is no, it's not legal.
Well, so not to change the subject here, but how did Senator Watson's claim rate on the truth meter?
It's howlingly true.
Try that again.
It's howlingly true.
It's just as painful the second time.
Thank you very much.
You can keep up with all the news from the legislature at kutnews.org, and you can keep up with PolitiFact Texas at politifacttexas.com. Gardner Selby, thanks for being here.
See you soon.
I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News.